episode number 139. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell was your week? How the hell is your weekend going? I know it is Sunday, football Sunday. Ba 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 ba. I had a great football Sunday, you guys. Dallas Cowboys fan here. If you didn't know, now you know. My Dallas Cowboys played like shit 99.99% of the game and came back and kicked the Atlanta Falcons in their Atlanta Falcon dick. What a great game. You know, I was frustrated for most of it, but we actually pulled it out. Dude, Atlanta, what were you thinking on the onside kick? What was that all about? You don't have to not touch it before 10 yards. You can touch it whenever. You had all your players huddled around it like it was, you know, when they score a touchdown and they fucking roll the football on the ground like a spiral and everybody dances around it. They were acting like that was happening. It went 10 yards and our guys jumped on it. That's what lost you the game. One play. And, you know, not to say we didn't fight to be in the game. We definitely did. Dak Prescott, amazing game. One of the best games of his career. First NFL player, it says on Twitter, first NFL player to get 400 passing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. He had an amazing game. Defense was off. Offensive line was off. We still scratched. We still scraped. We still clawed to be in the game. And that's the only thing that fucking won us the game. We did not give up. So take notice out there. If you're going through a tough time in your life, don't fucking give up. You know, it can be done. You can still win. You can play like shit most of the game and still come out on top and be 1-1 like the Dallas damn Cowboys. Cheers, everybody. What I'm drinking tonight, by the way, is my Natty Light Seltzer Catalina Lime Mixer, which is actually a clever name. I didn't realize that when I bought this. It's cherry and lime. It's basically like a cherry limeade. I have no idea how many calories are in this. Here it is. 12 fluid ounces, 133 calories. This is 25, so it's like 266 plus calories for this beer. And hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. That's hitting the spot. I've heard a lot about these Natty Lights, and I'm loving it so far. It honestly has a little bit better flavor than the Bud Light seltzers so far. You know, if Natty Light and Bud Light want to fight it out to be a sponsor on this podcast, I'm here for it. You know, do it. Duke it out. Anyways, what else happened this weekend, Chris? How's your diet going? I don't really want to talk about that. How's your sports life going? My Dallas fucking Stars. They pulled it out. A lot's happened in a week's time. Last time I left you guys, it was Tampa Bay versus New York Islanders playing to get into the Stanley Cup Finals. And now we've actually already played one game in the Stanley Cup Final. I said finals and final just because I don't know which one it is. Does it matter either way if I say finals or final? It shouldn't matter. You know what I'm talking about. It's who's going to win the Stanley Cup 4 out of 7. Excuse me. My Dallas Stars came out on top. What a great fucking game. It seems like when we call these kids up from the Texas Stars, our minor league team, it seems like they always do something. And it's been this way for years. You know, we'll call a kid up, a D-man, a right winger, left winger, it doesn't matter. And they always seem to make a crucial play or score a goal. And that's exactly what happened. I wish I could remember his name. All I can think about is Joel Kiviranta, the Finnish player. But his name, this kid that scored the goal, his name was Joel as well. What's his last name? I don't even have a clue. That's how little I know about this kid. He scored the first goal of the game to put Tampa on their fucking heels. And what a shitty fucking move. By the way, Patrick Maroon, you can go fuck yourself. Please send this to Patrick Maroon. Go fuck yourself, you fucking dick. What a douchebag. What a goon. Should he even be on the... How did he get skates? Who gave this guy skates? You know? Shooting the fucking puck into the bench at the end of the period to hurt one of our players. You're a fucking... Dude, I hope Alexiak takes your fucking head and rams it into the fucking glass. Alexiak, by the way, lost a tooth in the first game of the Stanley Cup Final. If that's not the most hockey thing you've ever heard, then I don't know what to tell you. That's amazing. Lost a tooth, sat in the penalty box, and scored a fucking goal. That's the Alexiak. You know, you have the Gordie Howe hat trick, a hit, a fight, a goal, and an assist. Is that the, God damn it, I can't remember now. Let me ask Google, what's a Gordie Howe hat trick? Here it comes.
According to Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, a Gordie Howe hat trick is a variation on ice hockey's hat trick. It is accomplished when a player collects a goal, an assist, and a fight in the same game.
A goal, an assist, and a fight. That's the Alexiak version of that is a lost tooth. A goal and a penalty. That's fucking great, man. Who was it on Twitter, by the way, that said the only thing that can defeat the Stars is corn on the cob? Who said that shit? I want to know who that was. And the only reason they're saying that is because three of our players, Radulov... is it Radulov? Yeah, it's Radulov, Klingberg, and Bishop are all missing their teeth. Now Alexiak is added to the list. I'm pretty sure Jamie Benn is missing some teeth as well. That was actually one of the funniest tweets I've seen in a long time. The only thing that can defeat the Dallas Stars now is corn on the cob. Cheers to that. I'll take a drink to that. And dude, I love Khudobin. I'm Dallas Stars heavy. Obviously, we're in the fucking Stanley Cup final, man. This is going to be a Dallas Stars podcast. If I could find out a clever way to like change my profile pictures to have a Dallas Stars green to them, I definitely would. The Carolina Hurricanes did it on Twitter. You know, they changed their fucking symbol to white, black, and green, which I fucking love. If I could figure out a way to change my Drink Until You podcast symbol to that, I totally would. If I have any tech people listening that could help me out with that, email me at drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to do that for the remainder. We need three more games. We need three more fucking games to win this fucking thing. Anton Khudobin will be immortalized. Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, Alexander Radulov, which, you know, he came from the Canadiens, so he's not immortalized because the Canadiens fucking suck. They just can't seem to do anything every season they're around. Which, you know, back in the day, they were fucking killing it. When they only had six teams to play, yeah, they were winning all the championships. And then you, us fucking Americans got our hands on the game. And what happens? It's an all-American sport now, pretty much. We're the ones that win the cup all the time. When's the last time a Canadian team has won the cup? I think it's been a while. It's been at least 30 years. Let's go ahead and Google this, too. Why not? How long has it been since a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup? Let's see if she'll read this too. The last time a Canadian hockey team won a Stanley Cup was 1993 when the Montreal Canadiens won against the Los Angeles Kings. Okay, so that was a few seasons before my Stars won. 1993, that was the inaugural... Wait, how do you say it? Inaugural? Inaugural? Inaugural. You shouldn't say words you don't know, Chris. That was the first season the Dallas Stars were around. And, dude, that's what got me into hockey. I remember as a kid, we had a guy who lived down the street, and he actually did the replays for the Dallas Stars. And he always had hockey equipment and all this kind of shit, and me and my brother were always curious. And then we got into hockey deep that season, 1993. What was it? Was it fall? No, it wasn't fucking fall. Comes around. Yeah, I mean, I guess it was October. That's when it started, dude, and the bug was there. Dude, we played street hockey almost every fucking day of our childhood. I couldn't rollerblade well. My brother was a little bit better, but he would play on foot for me. And the other kids in the neighborhood, we had two goals, which, dude, we worked our asses off for, by the way. A lot of kids these days don't know that shit. They don't know how to work their ass off to get something they want. I remember me and my brother bought a go-kart from all the money we saved. Dude, we did everything. We collected cans. We helped my great-grandfather work just to save money to buy things we wanted. Two of the things we wanted were hockey goals, which could also double as soccer goals. And we didn't want the cheap shit either. We wanted the good shit, you know? So that's what we did. We bought a fucking go-kart. I remember we saved up $300, me and my brother combined. And we saved up $300. The go-kart was $600. My dad said, you know what? You guys have saved so much money that I'm going to spend the rest of what I have on a go-kart for you. You know, since you've been working so hard, since you've been saving up. And we got a fucking go-kart. It was fucking awesome. Kids these days, they just don't know, do they? I'm trying to teach my kids that. You got to work for shit you want in life. It's not going to be handed to you unless you're, you know, you're well off. And then what happens? When you're well off, you got fucking drug problems, right? That's the way it seems to me anyway. I'm not talking shit on anybody. Let's have another drink. So yeah, Dallas Cowboys won. Dallas Stars won. Game one, Stanley Cup final. I went to the Dallas World Aquarium with the fam. It was awesome, man. I had a great fucking time. So in the Dallas World Aquarium, if you're not from Dallas, they have this, like, arc in there where, a fucking great white shark swims by you, like real life, fucking saw shark just swimming everywhere, a bunch of little fish. What are the blue fish? The Finding Dory fish. Whatever those are. Those are everywhere. It's fucking incredible, dude. Like, I could spend hours in that tunnel just watching all the fish swim everywhere. The kids fucking loved it. I loved it. One of the funniest things that happened was a koala. And I was like, oh my God, is he dying? And Connor was like, I think he's playing with himself. And I was like, what? She's like, I think he's playing with himself. I'm like, he's beating off in front of all the kids? Apparently, that's what he was doing. I thought he was trying to take a nap because he looked so like... Dude, I swear to God, this fucking koala looked at me in the eyes, too, while he was doing whatever he was doing, whether it was taking a nap or beating off. I don't know which one... what else do you have to do? You're an animal trapped, which is actually kind of sad. He looked kind of sickly, but he's like... He's like a fucking hobo over there. He's like, I'm gonna rub one out before it all goes black. This is my last hurrah. I'm gonna do it in front of all the kids, all the adults, all the sharks. Look at me. I'm gonna look at me in the eyes while I do it. What a fucking perv. It was terrible, man. Other than that, it was a great time. You know, before all the PETA people jump on my case. I do support animals being free, roaming wild, but there's gotta be a little bit of gray area too, right? The fish, dude, they seem happy as hell. There's a feeding time, you know, they got it fucking made. The sharks don't take a chomp out of them, you know, because they feed the sharks. Everybody's happy. Everybody's living in harmony. Like, I think as a fish, an aquarium is perfect. As a frog, as a fucking, what did I see, a leopard? It probably sucks. You know, it probably does suck. How much do they dose those fucking things up? You know, it's just like fucking sedated every time you go in there. And it is a little bit sad. I will say that. But anyways, that was my weekend, man. I had a hell of a weekend. I haven't had this good of a weekend in a long fucking time. Other areas of my life, my diet is going... You know, I'm treading water, which I've lost some weight, so treading water isn't a bad thing. You know, like I'm hanging in there. As far as, you know, I'm doing the counseling with my beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful, sweet fiance, just to kind of better ourselves, just to kind of help understand each other's personalities a little bit more, which I think is a good thing, man. If you're in a relationship out there and you want to make it work, Definitely go to counseling, dude. I've learned so much in like 4 weeks, 5 weeks of doing this about myself, about my partner, that you couldn't learn on your own. We're not smart enough, or we don't study enough, or we don't dig deep enough to learn that much about ourselves or the other person we're with. You know, the only thing I will say about counseling is it's a lot of working on me, and I don't like that. You know, my chick could literally be like, I don't want to do the dishes anymore. I'm not picking up the kids anymore. I'm not doing anything for him anymore. And the counselor would literally be like, well, Chris, what could you do about that? Here's a book you could read to help you with that. You know, why are you making her feel that? It's all my fault. It's all the guy's fault. Is it because I have a woman counselor? It's all my fucking fault. And I don't like it. She could literally say anything. She could be like, I punched him in the fucking face. And the counselor would be like, Chris, how could you change her reacting this way next time? Like, it's all about me. It's all about books I could read, you know? And it's just like, wait a minute. I'm not the only imperfect person in this relationship. I'm not calling you imperfect, honey. In case you're listening, you are perfect. I'm just saying from my point of view, you know, like, it's all about what I can do to better the relationship. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought this was 50-50. I thought, like, you know, she pisses me off sometimes. I piss her off sometimes. It's like a whole thing, you know? But instead, it's like, Chris, you gotta fix some shit. You know, it's not major shit. It's just like, you know, honestly, to be honest with you listeners, my biggest problem, and you'll never guess, this is my biggest problem. My biggest problem is my mouth. Can you believe that? My mouth. I just, you know, with all the shit I talk, it's really hard to believe that it's my mouth that causes problems. It's my emotion that causes problems. You know, I just can't keep it in. And maybe that's why I do a podcast. This is kind of therapeutic, you know? You say something that just rubs me the wrong way, and I'll just sit there and kind of think about it and stew on it and be like, wait, we got to fix this fucking point. No, that's not right. That doesn't make sense. This is why you're wrong. That's my biggest problem, you know? Which you know, basically is what Drink Until You podcast is anyway, right? I tell the world what's wrong, and you people listen, and it's just like, well, you know, have you ever thought, Chris, that maybe you're wrong? No, I haven't. Because I'm always right. Because it's my mind, you know? It's what I think. Anyways, let's take another fucking drink. With all that said, man, counseling is going good. It's really, it'll help you. If you do it individually, if you do it as a couple, if you do it with your kids, you can't go wrong unless you just get a shitty counselor. And maybe that's what my counselor's trying to do. There's like a law. I don't know what the law is, but it's basically like you can't abandon your client no matter what, no matter payment, no matter, you know, if they're just fucking psychotic, if they've whatever happens, you can't abandon your client. And I think that's basically where my counselor is coming from. She's like, well, I can't abandon him. So let me just fucking, you know, let me just send him some shit that, you know, just makes him feel like it's all his fault. That makes him feel like he's the only one that has to fix shit. And we'll see if he quits. I'm not going to quit. I'm not a quitter. Just like the Dallas Cowboys today. They didn't throw in the fucking towel. They kept fighting. Just like the Dallas Stars, we've been down so many games. We didn't stop fighting. That's what I'm going to keep doing, you know? It is actually pretty comical, though, that she just keeps pouring it on things I can fix. Anyways, let's take another drink. Cheers. All right, everybody, let's do a couple of drink recommendations. So what I typed in here was seltzer cocktails. So let's see what it brings up here for me. This is a homemade hard seltzer, so you can do this shit at home. Probably a little cheaper. What did I pay for these, though? I got two for 350? That's kind of hard to beat. You're not going to beat that, are you? Anyways, here's what the hell you do. Here's how the hell you make it. Well, where's the recipe, man? You're explaining the whole thing. Sweeteners. All right, fuck this, man. Let's look at the raspberry gin seltzer. How about that? That sounds pretty fucking good. This is off the eatenpathblog.com. That's actually a pretty clever name. Jump to recipe. Yes, I love it when they have that button. Raspberry gin seltzer. You're going to need 1 cup raspberries, 1 16-ounce can Brizo Ginger Lime Craft Spiked Seltzer, 3 ounces gin, 2 to 3 teaspoons of honey, juice of 2 to 3 limes, mint leaves for taste. Place a handful of raspberries at the bottom of each cocktail glass. Add a teaspoon of honey, a few mint leaves, or sprigs, if you will, and a squeeze of lime juice to each glass. Muddle raspberries and coarsely pureed until coarsely pureed, excuse me. Add 1.5 ounce gin to each cocktail glass. Squeeze the juice of 1 lime into each glass. Add crushed or cubed ice to the glass. Top each cocktail with 8 ounces of Brizo Ginger Lime Craft Spiked Seltzer and stir. Gently stir, by the way. Top with mint leaves and lime for garnish. Enjoy. That's the raspberry gin seltzer. That's from off the eatenpathblog.com. Let's see. Another one I have for you is the Paloma by the Sea. Color-changing spiked seltzer mermaid cocktail. So what is it? Paloma by the Sea? This is from sugarandcharm.com. Jump to recipe. Thank you, God, for having that button. Jump to recipe. 2.5 ounces grapefruit juice, fresh squeezed, 1 ounce tequila, 1/2 ounce lime juice, 1/4 ounce butterfly pea simple syrup. What the fuck is that? 1 can spiked salter. Salter? 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons dried butterfly pea flour. I don't know what butterfly pea flour is. Here's how the hell you make it if you can figure that out. In a small saucepan on low heat, simmer the water and sugar together. Add in the butterfly pea flowers and watch the simple syrup turn a rich shade of blue. Simmer for 10 minutes so the color can absorb into a simple syrup. Add more dried flowers if you don't achieve a nice shade of blue. This is the Paloma. Okay, so that was the first step for the butterfly pea flower simple syrup. Jesus Christ. Here's the Paloma by the Sea. In a glass, add the lime, tequila, simple syrup, and grapefruit juice and stir. The cocktail will turn purple because of the lime juice acid. It's so pretty. add in 2 butterfly pea flower ice cubes. Top the cocktail with sparkling spiked seltzer and grapefruit. Okay, we gotta do something here. What the fuck is butterfly pea simple syrup? Let's see here. What is butterfly pea simple syrup? And it's P-E-A, by the way. It's not P-E-E. Butterfly pea flower syrup. Butterfly pea... what is butterfly pea flower good for? Here we go. The butterfly pea plant and tea made from it have been used to treat general pain, reduced inflammation, help with common eye. Of course it is. You never get one of these things you've never heard of that doesn't help you, right? Issues like conjunctivitis, fight against certain types of cancers, induce brain health and increase vitality. All right. Well, that's good to know, I guess. So I don't remember what website that was from. You can rewind if you really need to. This is a White Claw cocktail recipe. They have 4 of them here. So let's see what they got. What is the best shot you can make with hard seltzer? Okay, so it just goes directly into the ingredients. 2/3 can of White Claw. Doesn't say a flavor. half an ounce flavored rum or flavored vodka, half an ounce amaretto. Okay, so this is the White Claw Martini. Half a can White Claw, 1 ounce cranberry juice, 1 ounce vodka, 1 ounce amaretto. Garnish lemon, lime, mint, or basil leaves, or fruit of your choice that accents flavor juice you used. Okay, so this is the drop claw shot. That was the first one I read. 2/3 counts can White Claw, half an ounce flavored rum, half an ounce amaretto. That's the drop shot claw. The White Claw Martini is half an... Okay, got it. This is from InspireTravelEat.com if you want to look those up. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Stay where the hell you're at. Don't ride a bike. Don't ride a go-kart to get where you're going. Don't ride a dirt bike. I know they can be street legal, but don't do it. Just stay where you're at. Be safe. Cheers, everybody. All right, so to end the podcast, we're going to do videos of the week. The first video I have for you, this is from SportsCenter on Twitter. This is Casey Humphreys, and I guess his baby is water skiing, which is pretty fucking amazing, man. Like, they built this whole harness and, like, life jacket for the baby. Like, this baby is not old enough to stand up on a water ski. So they basically have him propped up, and he's in the water. Dude, and he's just, like, looking around. This baby is so alert. He's got to be, like, 6 months old, if that. That's pretty fucking amazing. You can find that on SportsCenter via Casey Humphreys. The next one I have for you is this guy showing how to use a speed bag. This guy looks like a total nerd. I don't know who he is. You got to listen to the rhythms this guy does real quick. All right, let's listen.
You hear three. Now the rhythm changes when I do this. That's two rebounds. Fist hits the bag, one, two, and comes back. Single fist here. You hear that beat? Changes. Sink double fist through. Single fist. Fist rolling.
Here he goes. Dude, does that guy have fucking rhythm or what? Good God. Wow, fucking incredible. Let me cite my source here. At Young Benji, B-E-N-J-I. That's the only place I know where to find it. The third video of the week, obviously my Dallas fucking Stars. I don't know if I'm allowed to play this, but I'm doing it anyway. Here we go.
Good game. Big goals from Shabby, Kiwi, Danny, suck on those, but I gotta give it to the... Russian machine.
This is Anton Khudobin.
We're not going home!
He said, we're not going home after we won that game against the Vegas Golden Knights. Home with a hard K, by the way. We're not going home! You gotta love the Dallas fucking Stars. Anyways, hopefully you guys had a good weekend. Hopefully you guys had a good week. Let's take another drink and we'll call it a night. Give me one sec. Let me find some music. All right, guys, let's have the last drink. Cheers, everybody. And I'll talk to you guys next fucking week. Be safe out there. Wear your mask. Do all the things you're supposed to do. Wash your fucking hands. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.